Welcome back to Funded, the show where we break down the biggest startup funding moves happening right now. I'm your host, Skylar, and today's episode is absolutely stacked. Before we dive in, huge thanks to our sponsors, Ada, the platform helping startups integrate AI into their products faster than ever. Ago Consulting, pronounced Ah-Go, your go-to for silicon development consulting from AI all the way to SO, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a portfolio of silicon industry companies, plus Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business. They're backing a family of chip startups, including their NVIDIA challenger, ZenVidia. And honestly, that story alone deserves its own episode. Today we've got Greylock making a bold move by capping a fund they say they could have raised even bigger, an OpenAI researcher about to go full founder mode with a $2 billion valuation out of the gate, a travel startup just hitting unicorn status, Menlo Ventures dropping some serious wisdom on AI startup strategy, and Travis Kalanick, yes, that Travis Kalanick raising nearly $2 billion for a robotics play backed by a 16Z. Let's get into it. All right, first up, Greylock. Now, this is a story that I think every founder and VC should really sit with for a minute, because it goes against everything you'd expect from a top-tier firm flush with LP interest. Greylock just closed a new fund at $1.5 billion, and here's the thing, they said they could have raised more. They deliberately left money on the table. In a world where fund sizes have been ballooning year after year, that is a genuinely countercultural move, and it tells you a lot about the philosophy baking inside one of Silicon Valley's most storied firms. So why cap it? The answer comes down to portfolio construction. Greylock aims to make roughly 25 investments per fund. That's it, 25 bets. And the thinking is that if you're managing a massive fund, you either have to write bigger checks into fewer companies, which concentrates risk, or you have to spread across way more startups, and then you can't give each one the time and attention they deserve. Greylock's framing here is that they want to be what they call the most important partner to their founders. Not just a logo on a cap table. Not just a name on a press release. A real, active, present partner. And look, that's easy to say. Every VC says that. But the fact that they are structurally limiting the fund size to back it up, that's putting your money, or actually your lack of money, where your mouth is. For founders in the room, this matters because it signals what kind of relationship you can expect. If Greylock writes you a check, smaller portfolio means your partners have more bandwidth for you. From a market perspective, this is also an interesting signal about where we are in the VC cycle. There's a ton of capital chasing deals right now, and some firms are absolutely raising mega funds. Greylock is essentially saying, bigger isn't better, focus is. It'll be fascinating to watch whether this philosophy plays out in returns over the next decade. But I'll tell you what, if I'm a founder choosing between a firm that's stretched thin across 100 portfolio companies and one that's locked in with 25, that's not a hard choice. The discipline here is genuinely impressive, and I think Greylock deserves real credit for it. $1.5 billion intentionally capped, intentionally focused. That's the story. Okay. Next, and this one is buzzing across every group chat I'm in right now, Miles Wong, a researcher at OpenAI, is apparently in talks to launch an AI drug discovery startup, and the early valuation being discussed? $2 billion, before the company has even launched. $2 billion. Let that land for a second. Now, there's no confirmed funding round yet. These are described as active discussions, but the fact that investors are reportedly willing to value an as-yet-unlaunched company at that level tells you everything about the current appetite for AI meets life sciences. Drug discovery is one of those spaces where AI's potential is almost hard to overstate. The traditional process of discovering and bringing a drug to market can take over a decade and cost north of $1 billion. If AI can meaningfully compress that timeline and reduce those costs, we're talking about a category-defining shift in healthcare. And investors clearly believe a researcher coming out of OpenAI brings the kind of technical credibility to actually execute on that promise. The OpenAI pedigree is carrying enormous weight in VC circles right now. Frankly, it's become one of the most valuable signals on a founding team's resume. We've seen a wave of OpenAI alumni go on to launch well-funded startups over the past couple of years, and Miles Wang appears to be the next in line. The AI talent diaspora out of these frontier labs is reshaping the startup ecosystem in real time. For the life sciences VC world, this is also a signal that the generalist AI investors are moving into their territory aggressively. Bio-focused funds better be sharpening their theses because the competition for these deals is only going to intensify. No lead investor has been named yet, no round structure confirmed, but at a $2 billion valuation at inception, this is going to be one of the most watched launches of the year when it happens. Put Miles Wang and Adams wait. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Put Miles Wang's company on your watch list immediately. All right, story three, and this one has a feel-good energy to it. Fora, the AI-powered travel agency, just hit unicorn status with a $60 million Series D round. The round was led by Forerunner and Tactile Ventures. and it values Fora at $1 billion. Welcome to the Unicorn Club, Fora. So what does Fora actually do? They're modernizing the travel agency model, which, yes, travel agencies still very much exist and are having a bit of a moment by empowering independent travel advisors with AI tools to help them run their businesses more efficiently and deliver better experiences to clients. Think of it as building the operating system for the modern travel advisor. Instead of a solo agent juggling spreadsheets and email chains, Fora gives them a platform to manage bookings, communicate with clients, get AI-powered recommendations, the whole stack. And this is a Series D, which means Fora has been building for a while and has real traction. You don't raise a $60 million D round and hit a $1 billion valuation on vibes alone. There's a real business here. Forerunner is a particularly interesting lead here. They're known for backing consumer-forward brands with strong community components, and that tracks with what Fora is building. There's a real community aspect to their advisor network that gives them a defensible moat. The travel industry is enormous. We're talking trillions of dollars globally, and it's historically been fragmented, opaque, and honestly kind of a pain to navigate. Companies that can bring structure and intelligence to that chaos have a massive opportunity. What I love about this story is that Fora isn't trying to replace human travel advisors with AI. They're augmenting them. That's a smarter play than robots take your job, and consumers seem to respond to it. There's something people trust about a human advisor who also has great tools. $60 million, unicorn status, strong backers, Fora is having a very good week. If you're in the travel or creator economy adjacent space, this is a company to watch closely. Now, story four is less about a single funding round and more about a masterclass in AI startup strategy from someone who has a genuinely incredible vantage point. Matt Murphy of Menlo Ventures has been talking about what AI startup founders need to do differently. And given that Menlo led Anthropic's $500 million Series D, this guy has earned the right to hold court. Here's the number that stopped me in my tracks. Anthropic leaped to a $47 billion revenue run rate by May. $47 billion. Compare that to $9 billion earlier in 2025. That kind of growth trajectory is almost incomprehensible. And Matt Murphy says he has never seen anything like it in 25 years of investing. Not the internet wave, not mobile, not the first cloud boom. Nothing has moved this fast. Now, Murphy had a front row seat to this. Menlo led that Series D when Anthropic was pre-revenue. They took a real swing at an early stage, and watching it compound into what it is now has clearly shaped his thinking on what separates AI winners from the noise. So what does he think AI founders need to do differently? The core message seems to be about velocity and focus. In a market moving this fast, you can't iterate slowly. The window to establish category leadership is shorter than in any previous tech wave. There's also an implicit message here about conviction. Menlo believed in Anthropic before there was revenue to point to. That kind of pre-revenue bet at scale requires deep technical conviction, not just market sizing exercises. For AI startup founders listening right now, and I know you're out there, the lesson from Anthropic's trajectory is that the ceiling is almost absurdly high if you're building foundational infrastructure or applications in this space. But the competition is equally intense. Murphy's framing is basically, the rules have changed, the speed has changed, and the upside has changed. If you're applying old startup playbooks to AI companies, you're already behind. This is one of those stories where I'd really encourage you to go read the full interview. The show notes have the link because the nuance in Murphy's thinking is worth your time if you're building or investing in this space right now. And finally, the story that is generating the most drama in my feeds today, Travis Kalanick is back, and he's raising big. His robotics and industrial AI company, called Adams, just raised $1.7 billion in a round led by Andreessen and Horowitz, also known as a 16Z. And here's the cameo that makes this even more interesting. Uber is also investing. The company Kalanick co-founded and was famously ousted from is now writing checks into his new venture. That is quite a narrative arc. So what is Adams actually doing? The company has been making what TechCrunch describes as somewhat gauzy claims about using industrial AI to modernize the world. That's a phrase that can mean a lot of things, and honestly, the lack of specificity here is notable. But here's the thing, when you're Travis Kalanick, when you have a 16Z leading your round, and when your former company is also investing, you don't need to have nailed the messaging yet to raise $1.7 billion. The credibility carries you a long way. Industrial robotics and AI-driven manufacturing modernization is a genuinely massive opportunity. The factory floor is one of the last frontiers for meaningful digital transformation. And if AI can unlock productivity gains there, we're talking about economic impact at a scale that dwarfs most software categories. A16Z has been extremely aggressive in backing big bets with big founders, and this fits their profile perfectly. They believe in founder market fit, and they believe in swinging for transformational outcomes. Kalanick Building in Industrial AI, whether you love or hate the guy, is a bet on someone who has demonstrated he can scale hard things. The Uber connection is fascinating because it's almost poetic. Whatever happened in the past, the business relationship continues, and frankly, if Adam succeeds in modernizing industrial operations, Uber as a logistics and mobility company has a real strategic interest in that outcome. $1.7 billion is a serious commitment from serious investors. We don't know the exact valuation yet, but at that raise size, we are almost certainly talking about a very large number. Watch this one closely. Adams is going to be a major story throughout the rest of this year and beyond. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Funded. What an absolutely loaded show. From Greylock's disciplined fund strategy to an OpenAI researcher chasing a $2 billion valuation before launch, a travel unicorn, AI investing wisdom from the front lines, and Travis Kalanick raising $1.7 billion to take on industrial AI. This is the market we're living in right now, and it is moving fast. Massive thank you to our sponsors, Ada, helping you integrate AI into your products faster. Ago Consulting, your expert partner for silicon development from AI to SOA, and Zen Semiconductor, backing the future of chips including Zenvidia, their NVIDIA Challenger, and deploying AI at scale through Ada across every kind of business. These are the builders behind the builders, and we're grateful for their support. If you want more from the Ada Podcast Network, check out Skylar's Money Matters for a deeper dive into the financial side of the tech and startup world. Great companion listening to everything we cover here. Subscribe to Funded wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a daily funding update. And as always, check the show notes for more details on every story we covered today. See you tomorrow.